Good morning. Happy Easter. Yeah, he's alive. Praise God. Okay, church. We're going to start our service now. So it's so great to see everyone, first of all. Let me just begin for a big warm welcome to everyone here. If it's your first time here, a massive warm welcome. If it's your millionth time here, a massive warm welcome. It's just great to see us. It's great to be in the presence of God with my brothers and sisters and worshipping on Easter Sunday. So yeah, big hello and a big welcome. Hello to everyone online. We're going to start our service now. So if you are able to, please do stand with me and let's worship. But you can remain seated, that's absolutely fine. But we're going to lift up our voices now. We're going to celebrate. We're going to lift up our praises. And let's just come into the presence of God this morning. Happy hearts. It's a happy day. Death has beaten you and rescued you. Sing it out, Jesus is alive. Empty cross, the empty grave. Life eternal, you have won the day. Shout it out, Jesus is alive.
Welcome to the Shore Community Church. I'm Al and I'm one of the trustee leaders here. It's great to see everyone here and so many families. It's just great. So I'm not sure if it's in the Baptist tradition, but it's in the Anglican tradition to say, he is risen. He is risen indeed. And another way to say that is, he is risen in reality. Indeed is in reality, in truth. Truly, it has happened. Today, God through Christ changed absolutely everything for the better. Today is better than just a good day. And now to the notices. Now, we've got a few messages this morning that also come out on the weekly email from Super Carla. Super Carla's there. Super Carla. So if you don't get the email, do have a word with Carla and she'll be able to sort something out. So everything, really, all the information that I'm going to talk about is going to be on that email. So just running through what is going on. This Monday we have Zoom prayer meeting. Where as a church we pray for the church and our local and wider community. What a great thing to do. So please be encouraged to join the team on Zoom. I've just seen Izzy and I've forgotten something that she asked me to say straight when I was doing notices. So if there are children, if any children, any more children want to be at the front for a front row seat for a drama that happens after notices... I know this isn't a drama, this is just notices. they're welcome to go to the front, because straight after notices there's going to be a drama. So, back to the Zoom meeting. The link is on the email, so if you'd like to get the email or the link, speak to Carla. So, next message. This is an Action This Day moment. The Beach Church Festival... There is still time, but action is needed today, really, if you want to kind of get a good deal on a ticket. So Joe Parker, is Joe Parker here? Oh. Okay, well, certainly on the notices, there is a link to the Big Church Day Out. There'll be quite a few of us going to the Big Church Day Out, but if you want to get a good deal on tickets, again, go to the email, get the link. If you can't find the email or can't get the link, then speak to Super Carla. For the next message, Richard, can you...
Thanks, buddy. An unusual thing has happened. That's got your attention, isn't it? Hey... Because a little bird has told me that our beloved Stuart and Joyce have just celebrated, are celebrating, are continuing to celebrate a golden wedding anniversary. Hooray! and this ought to be marked by the community in some way, so I'm going to suggest we give them the bumps. No? Okay. I'd just like to pray for them on our behalf. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for Stuart and Joyce and all they've meant to the church family. Lord, you love them, we love them, and we want to celebrate with them this milestone. Lord, 50 years not out. Thank you for them. Thank you for their life together and all they've done for you. In Jesus' name, we ask you to go on blessing them and making them a blessing to others. Amen. And we give a very warm welcome to friends and family who have come along to support them and had a party yesterday. Amen. Right, I'm now changing persona, which I better get used to this morning. We have a life group starting on Thursday. It says, come as you are. Mac and I will be leading it over the next 6 weeks. It's all about encountering the Holy Spirit, and that includes people who are wanting to find out more or people who have got a remarkably good relationship and experience of the Holy Spirit coming to tell us too how it should be done. But you're all welcome, come as you are. Mac.
Add to that. Good morning, everybody. The Holy Spirit course is for everybody. It is about learning and it is about fellowship, and everyone is welcome. It's called Come As You Are because we're all on a different journey and we're all at a different place. So you come as you are to be together in the Holy Spirit. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's here, 7:30, Thursday evening, and we'll be meeting in the cafe area. Alistair, thank you.
Thanks, Richard. Right, so the last message before we take our offering is that it is Eric Passmore's funeral service this Friday at 3 p.m. So if you can't come and if you'd like to be there, there will be a Zoom link. So again, is that okay if I say? Do I need to repeat that? Carla's going to send the email next Thursday, the link. So that's wonderful, Eric's celebration of Eric's life, which is this Friday, the 5th of April at 3 p.m. So now we come to a time where we're going to take our offering. If there's anybody who could help with the baskets, that would be such a blessing. Thank you. The staff and our buildings and facilities are largely paid for through our offerings. So thank you very much for all your gifts and offerings. And as we take our offering, I'm going to pray over our offering. So Heavenly Father, you have given us riches beyond measure. We can only return a fraction of what we owe you. But we ask, Lord, that you will bless our offerings and help us to use them wisely in your service and for your glory. Amen.
Hello, hello, there we go. So, a mystery has begun. The tomb is empty. What has happened to Jesus? And who is going to help us to solve this mystery? Have a think while we sing this next song.
I think this definitely needs some flag waving. So if anyone fancies grabbing a flag, we're going to be lifting up a banner. So come on, church, this is very much a participation one.
Lifted high, a banner that flies across the land. that all men may see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. We want to see Jesus lifted high, a banner that flies across this land, that all men may see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. We wanna see Jesus lifted high. We wanna see Jesus lifted high.
You know, church, we wanna see
Jesus lifted high. Banner that flies across this land, that all men may see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. We want to see Jesus lifted high, a banner that flies across this land, that all men may see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. We wanna see Jesus lifted high. We wanna see Jesus lifted high. Step by step we're moving forward, little by little we're taking ground. Every prayer a powerful weapon, strongholds come tumbling down and down. Flies across this land, that all men may see the truth and know He is the way to heaven.
We wanna see
Jesus lifted high. We wanna see Jesus lifted.
We're gonna see
Jesus lifted high. We're gonna see Jesus lifted high. We wanna see Jesus lifted high. We wanna see Jesus lifted high.
They sent for Clouseau, but he has fallen in the water. They sent for Poirot, but his little grey cells are on holiday. So they sent for Richard, but he couldn't come. So I, the greatest detective in English history, I stand before you, Sherlock Holmes. You only call for a great detective when you have a great mystery. And there is a mystery. The mystery of the open tomb. Last Friday, Jesus of Nazareth was crucified. And after he had died, his body was taken down from the cross, wrapped in cloths, and laid in a tomb. A large stone was rolled in front of the entrance, and a seal was put upon the stone. The tomb was guarded day and night by fearsome Roman soldiers. But Mary went to the tomb this morning. Not only was the stone rolled away, but the body of Jesus had gone. So the mystery, what has happened to the body of Jesus? Puts thinking cap on. I think I need clues. Clues, ooh, that's what I need. Let's have a look for some clues.
So, who's ready to go on a hunt? Okay, around the room, there are four clues that you need to find. Are you ready? Are you steady? And if you find one, bring it to the front and stand here, and when we've got all four, we'll stop. Because Julian can't play this tune forever. Are you ready? Go! Have you got one? You found two? Well, you definitely got one there. Hold on to that one for me. There we go. And you've got the last one there, I think. So I think we have all four. Thank you, Julian. Oh, nice, perfect cadence to end it on. Okay, we have our clues. Who's got clue one? It will have a number one on it. Ariana's got clue one. Would you like to read it out? Yeah?
But when the soldiers came to Jesus and found out that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water.
Brilliant, thank you. Sherlock, what do you think of that?
An unusual case. Do you know, I've never had to deal with a case quite this before.
Mm-hmm.
Large dogs on Dartmoor, no problem. But this... Well, thank you. Thank you for the clue. I wish I had some of Poirot's little grey cells right now. Roman soldiers knew how to crucify people. They were very, very good at it. And if they thought Jesus was dead, he was dead as a doornail. Not only that, but blood and water, you say? Blood and water. Ooh, flowing from the side of Jesus. After he was speared, blood and water. I wish Watson were here today. He's a doctor. He knows exactly what that meant. Watson, where are you? Can anybody see Watson? I need some more volume. Can you call out with me? After three. One, two, three. Watson! Yeah, can't get the staff. Well... I'm reliably informed that blood and water coming from the corpse is medical proof that Jesus was dead. But let's think about other possibilities. We must not narrow ourselves down too much.
Who's got clue number two? Do you want to read it out?
Yeah, why not? That Sunday evening, the disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders.
Mary, they were afraid.
Well, that sounds to me like they were terrified and they were hiding. They wouldn't have risked their lives to break a Roman seal and fight off Roman soldiers to try and take Jesus' body away. It can't have been that the disciples did it. I know. Sadly, we sometimes see there are grave robbers. I think there must have been grave robbers must have come and taken his body.
Oh, so who's got clue number three? Let's have a look. Can I read it out? Yeah, okay.
Then Simon Peter came along behind John and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that has been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in his place, separate from the linen.
You know, grave robbers wouldn't have gone to all the trouble of just taking Jesus' body when the cloths were actually the most money worth thing in there. They were the most valuable. So why would they leave them behind? Don't think we can pin the mystery on the grave robbers. This is getting odder and odder. Perhaps the final clue. Harry?
How can a body disappear?
The angel said, Jesus, don't be alarmed. You're looking for Jesus the Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here.
Guys, you can go sit down now. Thanks.
An angel, you say? Mm. An angel appearing to a woman? Fine chance. Women? Oh, no, you can't. Oh, no, you can't.
Oh, yes, we can.
Oh, yes, you can.
Oh, yes, we can.
But, frankly, that's just too fantastic. I can't believe it. Mm-hmm. I cannot believe it.
Well, while Sherlock is deciding whether he wants to believe that or not, we're going to sing another song. This one is called Shine from the Inside Out. It involves quite a few actions. So I want to see either actions or flag waving. You choose. So when our amazing tech team are ready, we will have the next song. If everyone wants to stand up in anticipation.
Struggling. This is the greatest mystery that has ever taxed my brain. Usually it's choice between cornflakes and Weetabix. But this is a mystery. A mystery indeed. Perhaps we should have got Inspector Barnaby. He's good. No? But fortunately, we don't need substandard detectives when you have Sherlock Holmes at your service. And as I have always said, when you have eliminated the impossible, whatever remains, however improbable, must be the truth. Mm-hmm. So, it's looking like Jesus died. Do we agree on this, do we think? Yes? Yeah. Yeah, Jesus died. Just make sure I have the facts. I must have the facts right. He was buried. Yes. We have a wonderful deluxe Mark III tomb, courtesy of Waddington and Brothers. Then the hardest part of all, he was raised from the dead. Well, when you have eliminated the impossible, it is impossible, surely. But whatever remains, however improbable, must be the truth. Another case solved by Sherlock the Magnificent. I know how we need to finish this. We're going to sing, well, say, Christ is risen, and then you're going to shout back at me as loud as you can, so my hat falls off. He is risen indeed. Can you manage that? Let's practice. He is risen indeed. Are you ready? If you're asleep, this might wake you up. Christ is risen!
He is risen indeed!
Christ is risen!
He is risen indeed!
Christ is risen!
He is risen indeed!
Fine stuff. Now, fetch my violin and a coffee, and I'm done. The case is solved.
Thank you, Sherlock, and thank you, Mary. And our Peter and John, who played earlier on in the drama, thanks to them as well. Great to have you guys prancing around on stage so I don't have to do so much. Okay, who was awake early this morning? Yeah, some of you still look asleep. We're going to sing another song. This song is called I'm Gonna Jump Up and Down. So guess what you're all going to be doing? Jumping up and down. Up you get, guys. Okay, I'm here. Right, so as we've just seen, on Good Friday, Jesus was crucified on a wooden cross. He died and was buried and placed in a tomb, but he didn't stay dead. The good news is that we are celebrating today is that Jesus was raised to life on the very first Easter Sunday. But he's still alive today. Jesus' resurrection demonstrates that Jesus is who he said he is. Jesus is a son of God. Do you believe that? We do. We've just seen our very own Sherlock Holmes investigate all the different possibilities that could have happened to Jesus' body. The disciples stole it, grave robbers stole it. What could have happened? But the only possibility has to be that Jesus was resurrected. Not only that, but the Bible tells us over 500 different eyewitnesses saw Jesus alive in the 40 days after his resurrection, before he went to be with his Father in heaven. I need some help. Who's going to help? I have three things to hold up. Oh, someone can hold that one nice and high for me and shout what it says.
Jesus was dead.
Jesus was dead. Next one. What does it say? And hold it up.
Jesus was buried.
Jesus was buried in the tomb. It's there. It's proof. And the last one. What does it say? Do you know what it says?
Jesus is alive.
He died. He was buried. But he is alive. And he is now seated at the right hand of our Father and is reigning as Lord. Thank you, guys. You can pop them down and go and sit down. Thank you. Jesus being raised from the dead means one particular thing. It means our sins have been forgiven. Can be, have been. Luke, who wrote in the book of Acts, said that everyone who believes in Jesus receives forgiveness of sins through his name. When we were first created by Father God, he made us for a life-giving relationship with him. But sometimes we've turned away from him. We've rejected his love. This bowl here represents something. What do you think it might represent? It's red water. What do you think it might represent? Ariana? Yeah. Whose blood? Jesus' blood. Yeah, it does. I don't have five hands, so give me one second. So, on my piece of paper, I've written, not loved God. Because we turn away from him sometimes. We say, I don't love you. So we haven't loved him. But he also made us to have relationships with other people. But we sometimes fail those. We sometimes say we don't love our family, we don't love our friends, children at school, colleagues at work. So we've not loved others. Very difficult to write on. We've not loved others. Sorry. Thank you. I appreciate the act here. Not only that. Isn't that enough? But not only that. We've sometimes chosen hate instead of love. And we've rebelled against God's laws, against those Ten Commandments. Something, you know, not necessarily purposefully, but it happens. We are human. We make mistakes. So, we've rebelled against God. Look at the mess that has made of my beautiful white piece of paper. It's all dirty now. It's all horrible. I don't want to touch it. I don't want it anywhere near me. But fortunately, when Jesus died on that cross, he paid the price for everybody, for all of our sins. And all he did was go on a cross and be killed. You know, him, one person, saved everyone in this room, everyone watching at home, everyone in the whole world was saved through one man dying on the cross. Death couldn't hold Jesus, and he was resurrected. So the good news for me and you, and everyone, is that if we come to Jesus, believing that he died for us, we can be washed clean of our sins and we can be given a new life. So, who wants to come and see what happens to my paper? Come and stand around the table. This paper is covered with sin, but Jesus' blood is going to wash my sin away. May take a couple of seconds. I'm not a magician. What's happened? Say it loud.
It's disintegrated.
It has gone. It's dissolved and disintegrated. In a couple of minutes, all of it would have dissolved and disintegrated into Jesus' blood. We can't see it anymore. He has forgiven me. My sin has all been washed away. Yeah, I need that. This shows what happens when we come to Jesus and we ask for his forgiveness. He washes our sins away, forgiving us and giving us a completely fresh start. I'm going to invite the band back up so we can play a couple more songs.
While we're finishing this worship, I can hold it now, thank you, sorry. I've got used to her being there now. While we're singing these next couple of songs, if there is anyone, there's two tables, who would like to come up and write or draw or do nothing on the paper to get rid of their sin and pop it into the bowl of water, you are welcome to. There's plenty of paper, plenty of pens, and there's the table over there. So while we're singing, if you want to come up and do that, you're more than welcome to. Please also keep waving flags and dancing around like an idiot so I'm not the only one. Thank you. We're going to sing when Dave is ready. Yeah? Yeah, we're going to start with...
I'll praise the name first of all.
Okay, we're going to start with "O Praise the Name." So, when you're ready.
Hi, church. That was great, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, we're going to continue now. So if you are able to, do please stand with me. And let's just worship. But if you remain seated, it's absolutely fine.
Forevermore, forevermore. in robes of white, the blazing sun shall pierce the night, and I will rise. Oh, my love sings, my gaze transfixed on Jesus' face.
See those voices.
Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise His name forevermore. For endless days we will sing Your praise. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Now let us pray the name. Oh, praise the
Your name. We will praise Your name forever, because we believe, don't we, church? We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit. He can give us a new life. We believe in the crucifixion. And we believe that He conquered hell. We believe in His resurrection, and He's coming back again. Hallelujah. So, church, we're going to lift those words up. Make it your prayer today. Let's celebrate, let's worship, and let's just have fun in the presence of God this morning. Amen.
In this time of desperation, all we know is doubt.
Missing that. on again. We believe. Up this praise to you. We thank you, God, for all that you are and all that you're doing, Lord. We thank you, God, that we can have such great time of just celebration and thanking you because, King Jesus, you rose from the grave to forgive us, to enable us to have eternal life, and it's life with you, Lord. So thank you, God. Thank you, God, for sending Jesus. Thank you, God, for all that you're doing, all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you will be doing in the future. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Church, it's been great. We've had a fantastic time.